The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission issued a preliminary permit October 1st that grants Angoon the right to study hydropower potential at Scenery Creek for the next 3 years. Angoon Mayor Albert Howard says getting the permit is a positive step and is one step in a long process.
I think now we want to move forward with it, and we'd like, you know, anyone that wants to be involved in the region, we expect a lot of input, and we'd like to have a lot of input and a lot of participation as much as, you know, people in the region want to. The door is open for anybody that wants to be a part of the project. So.
Angoon was the only applicant for the Scenery Creek project. The private company Cascade Creek had held a permit for the project until this year, but did not seek to renew it. Instead, the company is working with Angoon on Scenery Creek. About 430 people call Angoon home on the western side of Admiralty Island. It's about 70 miles from the Scenery Creek site. Howard says residents in his community pay 62 cents a kilowatt hour for diesel-generated electricity. That's as much as 5 to 6 times the cost of power in larger southeast towns like Petersburg that enjoy cheap hydroelectricity. Angoon's application says it plans to sell power to Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, with money from those sales helping to reduce the cost of power generation in Angoon. As for its own power needs, Kootsnuwu, the village native corporation, is working to develop a hydropower plant on Thayer Creek near Angoon. Plans for developing the sites in Thomas Bay have met with opposition. Thomas Bay and Scenery Cove are popular destinations for Petersburg charter boats, small cruise ships, and local residents who frequent the area for recreation and subsistence uses. The city of Petersburg opposed Angoon's application for a preliminary permit. Mayor Al Dwyer says he's disappointed by the news.
I think we're going to lose access and the beauty of the place. The silence, it's just a beautiful place. And to develop that place, it just, it's a shocker. I know that Angoon's going to be probably using Cascade Creek or somebody like them to help them with this. And, that scares me, too.
Petersburg is competing with Angoon, Wrangell, and Cascade Creek to try and develop another site in Thomas Bay at Ruth Lake. Petersburg officials have repeatedly said they did not want to partner with the private company on the Ruth Lake project. In addition to concerns from Petersburg, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game also submitted a letter expressing concern over the proposed location of the powerhouse in an area of the creek that also supports coho, pink, and chum salmon, along with steelhead trout and Dolly Varden. The development would also be inside a roadless area of the Tongass National Forest. Angoon's Mayor Howard says he heard some of the concerns about the Scenery Creek site during a visit to Petersburg this summer, and says Angoon will be careful about developing the area.
You know, I wouldn't go into someone's backyard or expect someone to come into my backyard and totally destroy the area for any reason. And I wouldn't do that to anyone, or our community wouldn't do that. So we'll work with the people who have those concerns to make sure they're addressed and everyone's satisfied when they walk away. But you also got to consider that, you know, at some point the state is going to run out of money. And if we don't do any of these projects now, we're going to wish we had.
The project would mean a 15-foot-high concrete dam on Scenery Lake, 957 feet above sea level, in the far northeast corner of the bay. Water would be siphoned or tapped from the lake and dropped down a buried 13,000-foot-long penstock to a powerhouse near salt water. The power plant could have the capacity to generate up to 40 megawatts. Angoon will have 3 years to study the potential at the site and would have to apply for a federal license before actually developing Scenery Creek. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.